Pope Benedict arrives in Mexico on Friday for a pastoral visit that coincides with the 200th anniversary of Mexico's independence and that of many other Latin American nations. His trip will also take him afterwards on to the Caribbean island of Cuba. The Pope will be spending just under 2 days in and around the central Mexican city of León, which is the nation's fourth largest city. The highlight of his stay will be the celebration of an open-air mass just outside León, which will be attended by all the presidents of the 22 episcopal conferences of Latin America and the Caribbean. But what is the political and social reality of Mexico today? And what are the expectations of its people concerning this papal visit? Originally from the US, Marianne's brother, Lorenzo McBride, has spent more than 20 years working in Mexico. He shares with us his impressions of his adopted country. The interview was done by the Secretary General of the Society of Mary, Brother Michael McAward.
When you got to Mexico in 1988, was it what you expected when you got there? What were the surprises you found, or how did it square off with what you were expecting to find?
What I expected to find was a different culture, strange, but what I found was a people, warm, accepting, very eager to help, and that has stuck with me. That's been my experience these past 20 years.
You're speaking them as general or within the church structures, within the church context?
Both. The Mexico is probably about 90% Catholic and maybe 100% Guadalupana. That means the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. But the people as a culture are very accepting, very warm, very hospitable.
Wow. Well, give me an example. What do you mean by warm?
Well, when I went to Mexico, I didn't know Spanish, so I was living with a family. And I got sick, and I was homesick, and I would get lost. And the lady of the house would help me out as if I were her son. And that's been a constant in my experience with the Mexican people.
Do you find, now that you're comfortable in that environment, I mean, after 20 years, you must be very comfortable.
Well, I'd have to say that I'm never 100% comfortable at Mexico. I'm always a stranger. I'm always an invited guest. And so there are lots of things I still don't understand, but there is something about the people that is so attractive. In part, it's because I think the people are very Marian. We would say Marianist. In their attitudes and their virtues, and that's very attractive.
Go into that a little bit.
Well, the Mary was a very inviting person. She unified, she invited, she gathered, and the Mexican custom of mi casa es su casa, my house is your house, is so true. Mexican people never want to offend you, even to a fault. And so I think that's the way Mary is.
And would you say that their faith expression is both cultural and religious?
Yes. Depending on the part of Mexico you're talking about, sometimes there is a syncretism of the pagan, the Mayan, the whatever culture. Mexico is very different as far as culture. There is no one Mexican culture. There are various cultures. But sometimes there is a syncretism. The more north you go, the more like the United States you will find Mexico. But the more south you go, the more you will find it like Latin America. But in general, Mexican people are very religious, and the expression of that is popular and also what we would call Catholic Church devotional practices.
Your current job in Mexico is to promote religious vocations.
Well, it was. I did that for about 10 years now. We are gradually turning things over to the Mexican brothers, and that's one of the things we've turned over.
Then you must have been successful then.
Let's wait and see. In 20 years, we'll know whether we did it well enough, but my impression is that we did it well enough so that the Mexican brothers are taking over.
What are the challenges that the church finds in Mexico these days?
The challenges would be the challenges that the whole world faces, the problems that global warming is causing, for example, is a universal problem. The problems of violence, especially in Mexico with the drug wars, the poverty, the lack of adequate education, and depending on the part of Mexico, the lack of drinking water. Those things are challenges for all people. How the church responds is to be seen. The Catholic Church is very, very strong in Mexico. However, the ruling body, the politicians, aren't obviously Catholic or sometimes not even obviously religious. They're good people. So how they will respond to these growing problems is yet to be seen. But the people as people are extremely religious and very devoted to Jesus and to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Sometimes that doesn't get translated into practical projects.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, how to respond to the violence. How is the church, besides condemning it, how is it responding to the violence? Basically, most people would say poverty is the cause of the drug wars. People want money and there are no jobs, and so they will turn to wherever they can get it, sometimes to the drug money. Mm-hmm. How is the church responding to that? I would say not clearly enough, not strongly enough.
What can the church do in reality?
Besides perhaps condemning the violence, to do something to root out and improve or get at the causes, the poverty.
Do you think that the church really can be effective in eradicating poverty in Mexico?
No, not eradicating it, but I think much more could be done as far as dedicating resources, monetary resources and personnel resources to the areas that are severely impacted, especially mm-hmm. in the South.
Is the church providing hope to the people?
Yes. I think I would have to say by maintaining itself, the hierarchy is there. The seminaries are relatively full. Religious orders are many. And so there's a constant reminder for the Mexican people that God is present. But I think we're facing, as in most parts of the world, serious problems. And I think the call is to be a little bit more aggressive to respond to the people who are suffering.
The Holy Father is headed to Mexico, and obviously the Mexican people are very excited about this. What type of people will the Holy Father find? What is their faith? How are they going to receive him?
The people will receive him in the same way that they received Pope John Paul II. Warmly, enthusiastically, effervescently, the Pope will get a great welcome. What he will find, though, I think, is a country that is a bit different than Pope John Paul II found. The poverty is more acute. The violence has been going on now for a long time. And the country is no longer monolithic. If it ever was, when PRI was governing, it could be said it was monolithic. Right now, it's a divided country. It's growing. It's in the state of agitation. And I think the Pope will have to accept that that is Mexico today.
Do you think that there will be positive outcomes? What good would come from the Pope's visit?
Yes, if I wished out loud, I would say that his visit could be a time when the Mexican people, both individually and as a country, deepen their faith in Jesus and in Mary. As in almost every country, I think there has to be a crisis before there's a deepening. And Mexico is in crisis, and I think the Pope will offer hope. His hope is Jesus. His hope is Mary. I'm sure that's the hope that he will give the Mexican people. They have a great respect for the person. They have a great desire to help. I remember the first night in Mexico City when we arrived about 9 o'clock at night. We were shown where we were going to stay and live. We had no water. We had no pots and pans. We had nothing in the house. And our neighbors all of a sudden showed up with water, pots and pans, sheets, pillowcases. And that was the start of a great relationship, not only with that family, I still have friends in that family, but with all Mexican people. It has been an experience, I think, of returning to what I said before. That's how Mary was. She received, she helped, she accompanied, she visited, she loved. And that changes me all the time. Every time I meet a Mexican person, I see the Mexican person in terms of that first night when perfect strangers were accepted into a family as if we had known them for years.
So they've made you a better person in many ways.
I feel like I'm a much better person. I feel like my vocation as a Marianist now has taken the turn it should have taken perhaps years ago. I have grown a lot, I think, and I just think I'm a better Marianist for my years in Mexico.
Thank you very much, Brother Lorenzo.
Thank you
very
much,
Mike. Good luck to you with your work.
Thank you.
That was Marianist Brother Lorenzo McBride speaking to the Secretary General of the Society of Mary, Brother Michael McAward.